This is Bruce Marable from EmployCycle, the HR analytics dashboard for small and medium companies. Since we already host an HR podcast, we thought the best way we could provide value is to share interviews about how HR and business leaders are trying to reduce stress and anxiety with their employees during this coronavirus public health crisis. Please listen to the following interviews, and we hope that it helps you and your company. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. As we know, everyone is going through many things through this crisis, both personally and professionally. And I can't really find someone in companies who's really going through more right now than HR, as you're not only trying to take care of yourself, but all your employees. So thank you for taking time to do this. And I really appreciate you sharing your wisdom about how HR can lead companies through COVID. So it would be great if we could start off with your name, your title, your company, and a little bit about what your company does.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for having me here today. So I am Sarah Husson, and I am the director of people here at Power Reviews, right here in Chicago, Illinois. We do have some employees out throughout the country and a small population in New York as well. So what we do here at Power Reviews is a wide variety of things. One of the main bread and butter, as I say, of what we do is ratings and reviews. And so we work with thousands of retailers and helping them amplify their customers' voice through what you would see as reviews, right? Like if you go to Amazon, you see the 5-star reviews. We do something similar to that for our companies, and we mimic that basically on their websites. We also are starting to expand more into the data that we have available to our companies, and so digging into some of the data to help really give numbers into what customers want and what their needs are. So we've been around since 2014 and really starting to grow as well.
And did you have any employees working remotely prior to COVID?
You know what? This is really interesting. So we have, prior to COVID, yes, we do have employees that were working remotely. And what's interesting and what I'm starting to see is that people are starting to ask, like, what would that look like for us to work remotely? Do we have to live in Chicago? Can we live in Florida, California, et cetera? And that's a good question that I'm still exploring as well.
So I'm glad you brought that up. Just to do a timestamp, today is May 18th for all of you wondering and want to really understand where the answers are coming from in real time. So you know what the world looks like as we're having this conversation. But I know this, we were going to talk about HR leading through COVID, but because you brought that up, I actually would like to pivot for a little bit, and this may actually become the entire interview, which is fine, about people working remotely and potentially moving to other places, but still having their job. And the reason why I think this is so important is because I just read an article either a day or two ago about a potential mass exodus from Silicon Valley as people no longer want to pay those exorbitant rents, those really high and what you can perceive as excessive rents in San Francisco Bay Area, and especially with Twitter just breaking the news saying that I believe they're allowing all their employees to work remotely permanently. I think it's going to be really interesting as people like you think about this. So what are your thoughts in regards to that, and what are you currently telling your employees and also hearing from them?
Yeah, this is a really great question. And honestly, I didn't tell you this before, Bruce, but I actually reached out to one of your podcast attendees as well that was talking about how their workforce had 40% population that is remote. So I think this is a very important time. I think as a business today, the approach that we're taking is, you know, hey, it's a case-by-case basis. You know, there are some pros and cons, right, to having employees work remotely, basically not in your home office. I would say some of the pros is that, one, employees can have the flexibility to be able to live where they want, right, and still do the work that they do. Also, just having some more, a better quality of life, right? Like, you know, I had to go to the office a couple of days ago and I had to commute in and I forgot how frustrating commuting is. And there weren't even that many people on the road. So, you know, like just having that removed from your everyday life is a big, big plus to working remotely. I would say, you know, some of the cons, especially for a smaller organization like ourselves, is just being able to build a community and shifting what does community mean for an organization. How do you build a culture when the majority of your population is just not in the same place? You know, that's something that I've been struggling with, trying to think through a little bit of, you know, like, how do you build that community? How do you build that culture when people are not together? I would have to say that, you know, with being forced, right, to kind of go into this remote culture and where everybody is working remotely, I would say we haven't missed a beat at all. And we've been able to connect. I think the challenge there is, you know, well, beyond like the everyday, like, hey, running to your desk and having a quick question, how do we evolve the way we work? How do we evolve the way we connect with people? I think that's like the biggest question I have today in my mind. And, you know, where can we go? I know that there are a lot of companies that do have that remote workforce. Some companies, they're like 100% remote, like Toptal. That's one company I can think of on top of my head. Just like I need to do some more research as from a people perspective, how do you bring them together?
So to tie this remote work trend together with how HR is leading through COVID, I'll say, as I read an article in the Inquirer, I'm based in Philly, they were interviewing different employees of different companies saying that they don't want to catch public transportation moving forward based off of COVID and what that looks like. And they just don't want to put their lives in danger catching public transportation, having to be around all these people. And they also interviewed a lot of employers in the same article saying, we also don't want our employees to have to catch public transportation. And it's really hard for us to argue for them to come into the office where we're seeing an all-time high of engagement. So I'm curious, do you feel like you're actually getting more engagement from your employees during this? Is it more? Is it less? About the same? And if it is more, how do you go about continuing to cultivate that level of engagement moving forward?
Yeah, I want to say that it is more. I think we've all banded together to really make this work, right? Like, I think there's this kind of like a camaraderie that's come into play here of, you know, let's do this, let's band together, let's try to make all this work as much as possible. And it's a really great thing. I think what I would love to see is, you know, how do we continue this? We actually sent out a survey to our employees as we're trying to think through, well, what's next? Like, how do we introduce the workforce back into the office? And a lot of the feedback so far has been, you know, this is working. Why can't we continue doing it? I don't want to risk my health, right, to jump on the L or the Metra or sitting in hours of traffic, right, driving in just so that you can get into the office. And I agree. Like, I don't feel comfortable personally, like, going on to the L and risking just being able to get the germs and potentially COVID. And so I think I would love to see like how we can continue to capture some of this engagement and continue to run with it. We've had like a lot of different events throughout the office, or I guess virtually, right? Of just like virtual happy hours, weekly. Even like I started reaching out to people just to do check-ins, just one-on-one, which has been really great. So, we have to put our thinking hats together and like try to capture, well, what is it that's making us more collective, more engaged during this time? And let's see if we can continue going down that route.
So now, you know, the summer is coming and a lot of people are trying to figure out if and when restrictions are eased up a little bit, people might be able to move around. It seems as though people may be trying to figure out if they're going to take a vacation. And if so, what does that even mean? Am I willing to travel? Am I willing to take my kids to a place where typically it would be fun, like Disney World, but now people can look at that as just a place full of germs? And so with that being said, as you're thinking about keeping all the engagement and productivity as high as possible, but also trying to keep employees with a sense of like, keeping them from having burnout, How do you think about that, especially if they're working remote? Because it can get to the point where the time where they typically are taking vacations and trying to take a little bit of time off, they actually could still be trying to prove to their employer that they're worth it, or that they should be employed, because so many people are afraid that they're going to lose their job, that now that might lead to burnout. Mm-hmm. So how do you deal with that?
Yeah, this is a great question, because I was actually just talking about this topic with an employee just last week. And I think I personally believe in, you know, just because we're working remotely doesn't mean that you can't take time off. I'm definitely one of like a holistic approach to an employee. Like, I always think of them as people first, employee second. That's always been my motto. That's always been how I approach it. Something that I actually struggle with too, it was actually earlier on of when all of this happened, of just working remotely, it was a lot to take in. And I really struggled with, should I take a day, like the afternoon off, a day off? Why? And the biggest question I have from that is like, why was I hesitant to do that? Because for me, it was more of a mental, I was where my mental health, right? Of like, I need to just disconnect from the everyday, from work, from life, and really just take the day off. And I think that speaks volumes. If I'm dealing with this as somebody that's leading the HR function for an organization and really struggling with whether I should take the day off, I can only imagine what our people are going through. So I've been doing more of like a grassroots approach of when talking to leaders within the organizations or catch-ups of just saying, you know, how are you doing? How's your team doing? And even giving my example of how, like, you know, I thought it was silly that I took a day off and just so I could check in. But actually, it's something that we need to think about for our employees, of making sure they feel comfortable to do that, making sure that they have the space to do that, and they are not hesitant and like second guessing themselves, because there's a lot going on. We are dealing with the pandemic, and we need to be as flexible as possible and really bring that to the forefront of our folks. Something that we're talking about now, again, something timely, is just summer hours, you know, where we have people take off in the afternoon on Fridays. And I'm pushing for that. And I think our leaders will too. So it's important just to continue as much of our quote unquote regular lives as possible, right? And thinking about our mental health as well.
What have you learned the most during this process?
Great question. I think what for me is that, you know, our people are resilient. I've always known that. And, you know, I've always thought that they could do this. And I was actually really struggling with like, okay, we're all going to be working remotely. How do we stay connected? How do we continue to work? But it was just like everything fell into place and everybody banded together and really created that community. So I think our people are very resilient, and we can all come together during this really weird, strange time, right? Of just collectively being together, and let's try to make everything work as much as possible.
And last question, as the head of people at your company, is responsible for leading your workforce and working with your executive team to lead the company through this crisis, what new skill sets or mindset do you think you'll have to bring into the future to make that happen?
Yeah, I would say just changing everything of what you thought of that worked before. Like, let's try to have this mindset of being more creative and innovative and try to do things different ways. I think what we've known in the past is no longer going to be what our future holds. And like, how can we evolve the way that we work? You know, should we be doing this 9 to 5? Can we evolve of, you know, work a little bit in the morning, take off some time in the afternoon, and then come back in the evenings? I don't know. Like, we should try to think of things differently, because this is where our future is heading. I think this, you know, even though we've been forced to work remotely, this is the future. And I think we need to be able to be comfortable with how to evolve and get to that point, and what put our thinking hats on and collectively come together to be able to come up with a solution that works best for our workforce. So I think of just changing how we've always done things.
Sarah, thank you so much for being such an awesome podcast guest. And I have to give you a huge shout out because this is your very first podcast and you absolutely nailed it. So thank you for being great and for, you know, answering the questions, sharing the wisdom, and providing guidance to the audience. So on behalf of everyone who will listen to this episode, because I know they will love it, and our team, we hope that you, your family, and your team stay safe and stay healthy. And we really appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Thank you for having me.
If this interview helped you, please send to all the HR and business leaders in your network, since we're all looking for some reassurance, some guidance, and a sense of community. Stay tuned for more episodes by subscribing to the Employee Cycle Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcast episodes. Or you could also check in at employeecycle.com/podcast to get more interviews like this. Please stay safe and stay healthy. Talk to you soon.